When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
560 WQAM.
You know who this is, Tobin?
About to sneeze.
You know who this is, Tobin?
No.
This is a staple of a black barbecue. Frankie Beverly and Maize, Running Away.
I was going to say mac and cheese, but yes, also Frankie Beverly and Maize. Got to have some good mac and cheese.
Oh, man. I know we played it before, but I always forget. You always have to remind me. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. It is officially official. The Dolphins have tweeted out. I'm sure the responses to this are going to be great. Yeah. Miami versus Cleveland has an adjusted start of time at 4:05 on the NFL on CBS. Which Leroy's thrilled about it because now he gets to go home early.
Now I can at least get 5 hours of sleep. Well, no, I get more than that because I'll probably get back to the hotel about 9 or 10, take a shower, pack all my stuff, get up at 3.
Jeez.
You want to hear some of the responses to this?
What?
2 years ago, we were getting flexed into prime time.
Oh, man.
One guy just says, flexed for the Falcons.
Oof. Oh, really?
Man, that guy included a lot of laughing. Oof,
a lot of laughing.
Really, though, you're flexed for the Commanders, well, not the Falcons.
They're still playing for a division.
Playing for the division.
Yeah.
One guy just goes, absolutely pathetic.
Really? So let me get this straight.
What?
Now we're to the point of the season where we're complaining about what time the game is played?
Oh, it's a big dishonor to get flexed out. It's one of the great dishonors in football. If you're flexed out of prime time.
Hey, buddy.
What?
I played in Cleveland.
So?
Stop.
So what?
I know what flexing is.
Another guy just goes, effing losers, laughing emoji, laughing emoji, laughing emoji, clown emoji. Pointing emoji.
I also, to be clear, I also was on a team that got flexed in every late game.
Vikings.
Yeah.
Thank God, couldn't handle watching y'all crumble in primetime again. Flexed out because you're a garbage team. Congrats. Flexed out because y'all so ass.
Hey, the game is still I don't understand. The game is still going to be played. Why are we complaining about when the game is played? Right?
I wonder what the Instagram comments are like.
Oh God, probably worse. Hold on.
Much worse than Marcos's responses.
Jeez, getting flexed out is like a pimp telling somebody to take the day off. Not really.
Yeah. That's right.
It would be the equivalent to working at a strip club and going from working at night to being that lunch one.
Lunch
schedule, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, honey.
Oh yeah. You don't work on the weekend. You work Mondays and Tuesdays.
Except for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's Christmas party at Cheetah. Not that I know.
One guy says something pretty positive.
What?
I'll be there. in person. I'll be sad, yes, but I'll be there because I care.
I'm going to be there.
It was Leroy, actually.
Yeah, that was Leroy who wrote that, apparently.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell how to even look at this. You know what I'm saying? Like, Browns or Dolphins, I'm going to have... get choked out.
Basically, yeah.
Browns or Dolphins, I'm going to have a miserable conversation on Monday.
Right? Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably. But you guys have been planning for a miserable... I mean, you guys still... I saw another report. You guys are bringing everybody back, and I can't believe that. That's crazy.
Well, who are they going to get rid of?
I mean, just move on from Deshaun Watson, dude. Just move on.
I understand all of this, and it's very easy to spend other people's money and just deal with it and say, oh, you have plenty of money, just eat it. But everybody don't think like that. They trying to squeeze that turnip for every little piece of juice they could get.
That turnip is just giving you turnovers.
No, that's just the current turnip, not the
old. Both of them.
Both of them.
At least one of them will sling it down the field every now and then.
Well, that's Jameis.
The other guy, I don't know. He just sucks. He's lost it.
I know, man. I know. Like, yeah.
Going on 5 years now. What did he injure this year?
He had...
his pride.
Besides that, what was his actual injury?
I don't even remember.
Who can remember?
His stock.
He just left in shame.
Like, you can't injure your stock when you're already guaranteed 230. Who cares about your stock?
Well, you got away with your stock.
He's the guy
who sold he sold like frog coin before like anybody realized it was a scam. Yeah. That's the guy who got rich on Hawktua coin.
Yeah, and then dumped everything.
His Achilles.
Yeah, he ruptured his right Achilles in a non-contact play.
Ruptured his Achilles?
Yep. Non-contact.
That's what he's coming back from?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude. Move. Yeah,
Listen. Hey, Luis, I will say this, right? Say the Browns lead the NFL in misery, and I can agree with that. But just imagine having to be on a show every day in Miami and hear what you guys complain about.
Oh, we're not more miserable than Jay Crawford. Stop.
No, I'm not.
Jay Crawford.
What I'm doing is I'm putting things in perspective. What they are complaining about, right? They'd be happy with your situation.
He went under Achilles surgery October 25th. Oh, he's not beating science. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who's attacking his rehab. Nope. Fat cat.
Probably a lot of massages, though.
Oh, man. That's crazy. I didn't know that. Hey, if you guys want to go to Heat and Nets right now, I got a four-pack to give away. 305-567-0560. Hopefully, you won't see them blow an 8-point lead in overtime.
Oh, but they're almost back.
They are almost back. They'll be back on Friday. They will be back on Friday against the Thunder. But Heat Nets is Monday, the 23rd. You think Jimmy Butler will flirt with them?
Nah, no. He doesn't want to go.
That's all a ruse?
Doesn't want to go to Brooklyn. Well, we'll see. If his hair is all black, you never know.
The Heat host the Nets on Monday, December 23rd. If you guys want to win a four-pack, caller 6 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 6 to 305-567-0560 will win that four-pack of tickets to Heat and Nets. Back with more after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Cause girls is players too.
Indeed. Cause girls is players too.
And I can only hear like the first part of it because it doesn't play.
Well, we take it off. Yeah, we don't want to get we try not to get flagged. We're trying. Don't always succeed, but we're
it
trying.
Could it also be, what is it, Curtis Blow that's sampled from?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder.
Yeah, I keep them going under.
15 minutes of... Whoa.
How the hell you said yeah like you knew?
Curtis Blow, yeah, I didn't know. I've heard that term before. I didn't know the lyrics like Frogmo did, but I've heard it before.
That's a famous song, you know?
This guy can know Teddy Swims, but I can't know a couple of Curtis Blow songs.
Very true.
Curtis Blow is before you were born.
Okay, dude. Yeah, there's a little thing called the internet.
So are the Beatles.
Marcos was born way after Tobin.
I know, but he's in the
way music. After Tobin.
Old. And not music that you go sit on grass with a pink drink with a hat on it.
Had a great time. Don't talk about Miranda like that.
A pinkity drinkity.
Dozy wozies. If you guys missed it, we had David Benavidez in the studio yesterday. He was awesome. We're gonna bring that to you guys coming up here in a few. There's a lot of shenanigans going on. I'm kind of jealous I didn't go to this thing, but it was on during our show.
Ooh.
But this press conference I got going on right now, Leroy, heated.
Really?
There's already been a brouhaha, and now there's a lot of yelling. Which
the crazy thing about it was he didn't sound like he wasn't like that. He kept it all together.
Wow. He did here. Yeah.
It was a quiet.
He was topic. Also very tired though.
Was he was? Yeah. He was doing media all day. It was his last start, but he was still great. God, I put a clip of it on TikTok.
Yeah.
These Canelo fans hate him.
Wow.
Really?
Oh my God! They're saying the meanest stuff to him. Like, I would never say this to somebody,
especially a boxer. Like what?
Except if you were a terrible left guard, right guard for the Miami Dolphins.
I was getting ready to say just 20 minutes ago.
50 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, always brought to you by your Southern Lexus dealers. The Lexus December to November sales event is why you stay on the nice list. Find yours or get offers on select models, but only for a limited time now through January 2nd. Make it a December to remember. And by the by, for those Cup fans out there, the NBA Cup Final is tonight as well. The Bucks take on the Thunder at 8:30.
Is that okay, tonight?
Yeah.
Final? Oh, that's right. Okay, the semifinal was Saturday.
The Dolphins.
Who you got?
Is Dame playing tonight? Because I thought he was questionable. I thought he had a calf injury. Because Bucks are kind of rolling right now, but I mean, Thunder.
Yeah, they are.
I think I'll take the Bucks to cover, but I think OKC wins.
Bucks really? Are good to go. Yeah. I mean, sorry,
Dame's good to go.
Yes, Bucks are good to go with.
Who's favorite?
Huh?
Is OKC favorite or
my 5.5?
Five and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You give me Dame and the Greek Freak.
Yep.
And 5.5 points.
I mean, OKC is like, what are they, 8? They're like 8-1 over their last 9.
And
just letting you know, dude.
And when was the last time the Bucks lost?
They lost a couple games ago. They lost a couple games back. When did they lose?
Last Bucks loss was against the Celtics on December 6th. Prior to that, they lost the
was
game.
Was that four in a row?
Three in a row for them, because the game before that, they also lost against the Hawks. So, prior to that, they did go on a bit of a streak. Prior to those two losses I just mentioned, they won seven in a row. So they won seven, lost two, won four, you know, whatever, though. They don't convince me, dude.
Doc, what has it gotten the team turned around?
I got to tell you something just as simple as this. We've been making shots. We've been doing it together. And now I got Giannis and Dame on the same page. It's incredible. They have two superstars. They're scoring. They're doing their thing. And it's beautiful right now in Milwaukee. Got to tell you, though. That OKC team.
Good.
They're good.
They're good.
And then, I mean, that Western Conference is a juggernaut. I don't know as much about. So if I go Heat, I go Bucks, I go New York, I go Cavs. Who am I missing?
Celtics.
Celtics, right? And I mean, you can't just dismiss Orlando, but I am right now because they're healthy.
They'll get healthy. But they were, I mean, listen, they were great without Paolo, too. So
exactly. So
yeah, I don't know what, when you heard of that, the two guys lose the same injury. That's crazy.
Right. Obliques? So
fire that trainer.
So can the West go that deep?
West goes OKC. Memphis is the two right now, 18 to 9. Houston is 17 to 9. So you got a lot Dallas. Of young
teams. The Western Conference has been flip flopped.
Yeah. Like Denver, Phoenix. They're all around 14 and 10. I didn't even count
Phoenix, but Denver, Dallas. We haven't even talked about
Minnesota's taking a step back this year.
We haven't even talked about Golden State.
Nope, that's why they're trying to get Jimmy.
Right. So, like, man, it's usually like the Eastern Conference has been what, two or three teams tops the last few years.
Well, last year it was just one team.
One team, right.
This year, Cleveland looks like they've beefed up, but I don't believe in them.
You don't believe in Cleveland?
Nah, he got them.
I mean, what are they, 20 and 5, 21 and 4?
23 and 4.
23 and 4, and you don't believe. When do the games matter?
It does matter. That's why I'm saying it matters.
When does 23 and 4 matter to
you? It does matter, but the Heat beat them, so that's why it matters.
Okay, but I'm saying, when does a 23 and 4 record matter? Because you say you don't have any faith in them. Okay, average teams don't go 23 and 4.
I agree with that.
So when, like, I don't understand the Celtics won a championship last year. They weren't 23 and 4.
They were not, but right now they're 21 and 5.
Still not 23 and 4. Playing the same damn teams.
Hey, dude, so, you don't have to impress Jay Crawford for me, okay?
I'm just saying, you are the one that dismissed the Cavaliers.
I didn't dismiss them. They just beat them. I'm not afraid of them.
Yes, you did.
I didn't dismiss them.
I'm just saying, according to Tobin rules, you dismiss a team that only has four losses all year.
You dismissed the Heat for a four-game win streak. You dismiss, I dismiss.
That put them right around 500.
Just had to get back in line, baby. You know, we're right on track. We may be back.
Bell doesn't dismiss you. I do.
David Benavidez, he joins us next.